Welcome back to the Center Court Podcast. This is a Thursday edition. I'm Travis Barrett. I'm joined by Drew Bonifant, sports writers at the Kennebec Journal and the Morning Sentinel. Class C South semifinals today, Drew, and an interesting day of basketball, I guess, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, it was on both the boys and girls side. We saw some kind of foul-filled contests. Referees were calling close games, I thought, all throughout. It was a lot of games were decided pretty much in the second and third quarters.
Yep. We started with the girls' late afternoon session. Number three, Monmouth, beat number two, Booth Bay, 39-30. Kind of an interesting note there. I think Booth Bay's only lost twice all season, and both of those losses came to Monmouth. And in the later game for the girls, number four, Old Orchard, 38. Number one and previously unbeaten Richmond goes down to 24. Boy, I butchered that. 38-24 was your final score. It's been a long week, people. Stay with us. We got to the boys tonight. Number three, Madison with a 52-47 win over number seven, Waynefleet. The Flyers trying to make another run from kind of deep in the bracket to the regional championship again this year. Couldn't quite pull off the same magic. And I guess in a game that surprised absolutely nobody, number one, Winthrop, still unbeaten, 52-29 winners over number four, NYA. So I thought if the first game I'd like to look at here, Drew, are these girls' games. Richmond went an entire second quarter without scoring. It's hard to imagine a time I've ever seen a number one unbeaten team not be able to score in a quarter of high school basketball.
Just nothing was going their way. And, I mean, it's not like they weren't playing well. It wasn't like they just weren't getting breaks. I mean, their coach even said we couldn't shoot. And so they went 0 for 11, I think, in the third quarter. And meanwhile, Old Orchard Beach comes out. They start hitting shots, and the game got out of hand really, really quickly.
Yeah, I thought Old Orchard had in fact, I thought they could have been ahead by more, but they just couldn't. I think both teams sort of struggled to find a rhythm, and you often find in these games that when one team is really struggling to find any kind of rhythm, like Richmond was doing for large stretches of that game, Sydney Tilton got into some foul trouble. I think it affected her game. I don't think she could play the same physical presence she wanted, but it seemed like Old Orchard just never, even though I think after that, that scoreless quarter for Richmond in the third, it was like, I don't think Old Orchard ever found its own rhythm, but the game was never really in doubt at that point.
No, I mean, with a team, when you talk about these Class C teams, you know, your bigger teams, they can make do better when they lose a key part of their team. Once Tilton was in foul trouble, Richmond really was just out of firepower. And I wonder if that thought creeped into the Old Orchard players' heads, like, okay, we're up 13 points here. We're pretty much rolling, and, I mean, they would never admit to wanting to think this way. Maybe it just thinks, like, okay, we've got this thing in the bag, and that can kind of contribute to some complacency.
Yeah, it certainly can. And I think when we're talking about teams that weren't able to pull away, Monmouth beating Booth Bay had a ton of offensive rebounds, had a huge advantage on the boards, a huge size advantage that they were able to use. But they couldn't make any shots, and they let Monmouth hang around. And, you know, they go 14-16 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and Monmouth ends up with a 39-30 win.
This is one of those things where you just look at it and you wonder, there's got to be something about Monmouth that just is a Booth Bay neutralizer. The fact that Booth Bay goes the whole season without losing anybody else, and then they're 0-2 against Monmouth, or maybe 1-2. I'm not sure if they played Monmouth once or twice during the season. But Booth Bay has a lot of firepower, a lot of talent. Faith Bluffton is a great combination of size and shooting, and yet both times Monmouth's been able to get the better of them. I thought Booth Bay was going to be the team to beat in this tournament, and now they're home.
So then we go off to the boys' games tonight, Drew, and I think Madison beating Waynefleet was probably a coin flip, but I guess if I had to pick, I probably would have gone with Waynefleet. I just thought they had some size and some athleticism that was going to create more problems for Madison than it did.
I thought so, too. I was surprised to see Madison come out the way they did, battling all throughout and keeping I thought it would be a close game, but to look like the team was going to pull it out and then to actually come out on top at the end. Waynefleet, I had the beginning of that Richmond game in my head when Yadang was just grabbing rebounds left and right. They have guys who are knocking down shots. They just seem like a a really super mix of shooting and size. I thought Madison was going to have a tough time dealing with that, and the Bulldogs were ready.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't have my notes right in front of me, but I know it was the last 2 minutes. Wayne Fleet did not score, and the Bulldogs closed it out at the free throw line. I know Sean Whalen hit a couple of key free throws. He hit a jumper and turned it into an old fashioned 3-point play with, I think it was a minute and 50 and change to go. And Wayne Fleet just never recovered. And I thought it was interesting because earlier in the game, every time Madison would come back to tie, fight back and take a lead, it felt like Wayne Fleet went down and hit a big shot and took the lead right back. But the only time they couldn't do it was when it mattered most down the stretch. And here's Madison coach Jason Furbush talking a little bit about the Bulldogs' win today.
I think we're a solid defensive team. We relied on that all year because offensively we kind of at times go on stretches where we don't score very much, so we have to rely on our defense a lot.
And off to this watch the number one Ramblers tonight, which we did. I think the only wrinkle in the Winthrop plan tonight, again, they won 52-29. The only wrinkle was North Yarmouth Academy freshman Teandre King, who is going to be really good, is probably the best way to sum it up.
He kind of put Class C on notice today. That was a really superb performance from him.
He scored the first 11 points of the first 9 points of the game for NYA. Had 11 at halftime. Had six. He just did everything, and he was really good. But we talked about neutralizing factors before. The neutralizing factor for Winthrop was their own big man, another young player, sophomore Cam Wood.
He stepped up in a big way today. You always notice him during these Winthrop games, but sometimes just who the opponent they're playing, he's by design kind of, I don't want to say kept out of the mix, but he doesn't play a starring role. It's Hickey doing things, it's Suprake doing things, but this was a game where they really needed somebody down low to neutralize King, and Wood was able to do it. He's 6'8". He's got a good feel for putbacks, rebounds. He's a really tough person to deal with on the inside.
Yeah, and here's Todd MacArthur, the Winthrop head coach, talking about a night when Jacob Hickey had a really hard time, especially for the first couple of quarters, finding open looks, talking about the value that Cam Wood brought to the Ramblers tonight.
Well, and that's one of the things that we discussed yesterday and the day before was, as well as we played in the first round game, I didn't think we had enough points from our bigs. I think we had 12 points combined. And as the season has progressed, we really are averaging over 20 to 30 with the bigs combined. And we were talking about how to enter the ball to the post, and that's one of the areas that, you know, it's an area of concern. It's an area of focus for us in terms of doing something better.
So that wraps up Thursday's action here at the Civic Center. I think, again, like every night, I feel like when we do this, we wrap up what we just watched, and I'm already looking forward to tomorrow. And Friday afternoon, we've got Class A North girls, Class A North boys, regional finals for both. Messalonsky is going to play Nokomis on the girls' side, and Messalonsky boys are going to play Oceanside. Those games are at 1 and 2:45, respectively. Of course, we'll be here for those. I think they'll be a lot of fun. I think those games are going to be really good.
It's looking like it could be party time in Oakland with two Messalonsky teams that are on the verge of regional crowns. So I don't want to get ahead of myself because they're playing two good teams, and I'm really interested in seeing how the girls' team does against Nokomis, because it was right from the beginning of the season, it seemed like these were two contrasting teams. There was Messalonsky with the clearly dominant player, and there was Nokomis with the strong cast. It was anybody on any night, whether it's Chelsea Crockett, whether it's
Sydney Moore.
Sydney Moore had the big game yesterday, the last time they played. Nokomis, it's game by game who's going to be the player that steps up. And so, two opposing styles going at it. We'll see who pulls it out.
So as you're getting ready for those games, I invite you to go visit centralmaine.com/sports. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Go check out all the live post-game interviews that we've had on our Facebook page this week. Shameless plug, shameless self-promotion. Wrote a column today kind of summing up some of the big moments from Wednesday night. These games, to me, are not always about winning and losing. It's about we've got some student-athletes who are making memories for their lives here. And I think Wednesday night sort of summed it up. But go read our stuff. I'm Travis Barrett.
I'm Drew Bonifant.
And we need to catch up on some sleep. I did not take your advice last night and go home and go right to bed. I should have. So I'm sleep deprived, so I need some sleep. I need a meal. And we will see you tomorrow night back here on the Center Court Podcast. Thanks for listening.